Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
I love you.
Wow, here we are in the year 2022. What an incredible time to be alive. What an amazing world. I am just so honored to know all of you. You're amazing people, folks. Out of the whole world, you're the people that care about the world order. You're the people that way ahead of time knew what was happening and were actually supporting the resistance. So I want to salute you. It's an insult to even sit up here and ask for your support, quite frankly. You have the wisdom. You have the knowledge. You'll decide what to do. It's all in God's hands. I actually not even worried about it. Let's go to a caller in North Carolina. Let's talk to Alex. Alex says he wants to talk about what's coming next. Boy, isn't that the big question. Alex, what's coming next?
Yes, sir. How you doing? How's your health?
I'm actually doing pretty good. I've been hiking, lifting weights, lost like 15 pounds the last 2 weeks, and I'm decided to really start going crazy. The one thing I can control is my weight and what I'm doing. So I did some fasting a few weeks ago for 2 days, really felt good, and I'm going to do some more fasting, so I'm feeling pretty good, brother.
Oh, that's great, man. Glad to hear that. Really quick, I just wanted to let you know that, 5 years ago, I was at the Route 91 shooting, and the story that the media was telling us did not add up in our minds. So I did a lot of research, did a lot of digging, and that eventually led me to you guys and InfoWars, and I've been a notorious listener ever since. Once I found out, most of what the truth was of what happened out there, my reality was essentially shattered, and I started doing digging on all sorts of topics, watching so many of your guys' videos, and I just couldn't believe that how malicious and evil the world actually is. It's not all sunshine and rainbows as I originally thought it was. This leads me to my next question. What is next? Because I've been, ever since that moment, I've been sharing a lot of you guys' videos and articles, once on Blue Moon, but the last year and some change, I've been pumping it out as much as I could, buying your guys' products, and I've had a lot of friends and family, start to call me, crazy for believing all this stuff. And, I don't know, what else I could do on mine here to kind of like lead.
Brother, you're doing it all. It's not people like you that we're asking to step up. It's those that haven't really done anything or rarely support. But don't you feel vindicated when you have the head of the Davos Group calling for the end of humanity and world government being announced and all these articles calling for dictatorship in the New York Times and Washington Post? I mean, what is your family? Are they hiding under a rock? Don't they see what's happening?
Yep. I really wish they did. I've talked to them about the vaccine. I'm the only one out of my family of five that has not gotten the vaccine, the shots, the boosters. I'm a family of five. I'm a middle child, 30 years old now. And, they're just not buying it. They're buying everything the media is telling them. And, I think the general consensus from what I've come across is people have lost their ability to think and just think critically in general.
Well, that's right. They don't know the social contract's been broken. They don't get the system's predatory and that, the person at the vaccine center isn't bad. They're dumb like they are or ignorant. And so they just don't get what they've been hit by. And that's what the globalists are counting on. Is the learned helplessness, the Stockholm syndrome, the staying in a good mood even while they die and never wanting to blame anybody, never wanting to find out who did it. Do you understand?
Yes, sir.
Well, thank you for the call, and God bless you, Alex. All right, Jefferson, Peter, John, we'll get to you. But Judge Andrew Napolitano is about to join us on a host of big issues on the other side of this break. I know that the phones are loaded up. We're getting thousands of calls to the operation. Is InfoWars going to stay on air? Did you declare bankruptcy? What's really happening? And the answer is, I did not declare personal bankruptcy. Free Speech Systems didn't. But some of the companies did, so we can have a federal magistrate come in and look at everything so that in court people know we don't have $100 million hidden in a bank account. because the left and these judges at the state level are doing that. It's just not true. So that's why I've done this. All right, we'll be right back. Stay with us.
It was about 25 years ago that I wanted to expand InfoWars. I've been on the air a couple of years, but I only had money to finance my own simple little local radio show. And I wanted to hire camera people. I wanted to make films. I wanted to really challenge the globalist. And it was a T-shirt I designed, the first one, Mass Murderers Agree, Gun Control Works, that helped us finance hiring the first few members of my crew. That's our oldest design, and we still sell it. We have that design, over 100 others, that will now all be limited editions, because whatever stock we've got in, that's it. We're selling everything out to fund the operation, to get rid of inventory. We'll still have some t-shirts in the future. They'll just be limited editions and short runs. So if you want to get any of these historic shirts, this is your last chance. On almost forgot. We're selling them all at cost at InfoWarsStore.com. Every ball cap, every flag, every hoodie, every long sleeve, every t-shirt, regular shirts, designer shirts, they're all selling at cost. InfoWarsStore.com.
Defending the Republic from enemies foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, Judge Andrew Napolitano, author, researcher, judge, good friend of mine, really smart person, is here with us for the rest of the hour, the next 55 minutes, and I really appreciate that. He wants to get into the ongoing Durham investigation and what came out about the FBI and CIA and the spying on Trump. We're all vindicated. He wants to get into some of the things happening with Elon Musk and what's going on with Twitter. And also, aborted babies discovered in D.C. may indicate infanticide after attempted abortions. He's a real expert when it comes to this, to lay it all out. But I first wanted to raise this because I remember him 10 years ago on Fox and 5 years ago on Fox and a couple years ago on Fox talking about how most of these terror plots, whether it was militias or Muslims, were hatched by the FBI and showing federal cases. And since then, another jury found a few people not guilty and also had a mistrial in the whole Whitmer situation and what's happening there. We know the same people that ran that situation in Michigan were involved in January 6th. So a lot to unpack there. Judge Napolitano, thanks for coming on with us today. Let's try to tackle that first and your view on it.
Well, Alex, it's always a pleasure to be with you. Thank you very much for having me on your show. The defeat for the government in a federal courtroom in Grand Rapids, Michigan last week was one of the greatest setbacks that the DOJ has endured in the past 10 or 15 years that was not on the top of the fold. It was not on the top of the fold because the New York Times and the Washington Post and their colleagues in the rest of the mainstream media were ardently hoping that these defendants would be convicted. I mean, the Times hates people like this. These are people who join a militia, a perfectly legal organization. They train with weapons, perfectly legal training, and they are there to protect lives and property when and if the government fails to do so, or when and if the government becomes the aggressor. Their group was infiltrated by FBI agents. There were more FBI agents in the group than there were people that were ultimately defendants in the case. The FBI planned and plotted, came up with the idea, and paid for the training for the so-called plot to kidnap Governor Whitmer of Michigan. Now, whatever you think of her, she's one of the worst. She's a human being. She has the right to live, and she has the right to be free from being kidnapped. The FBI knows this, but the FBI planted the seed of the crime in the heads of these defendants, scared the daylights out of two of the defendants, two pleaded guilty, and testified against the remaining four. The jury did not buy the testimony. The jury did not buy the testimony of the undercover FBI agents. Of the four who were tried, two were outright found not guilty. They can't be tried again. Two were mistrials. I doubt the government will try them again, because the government has spent millions on this case. We don't know the exact number, Alex. And the government has been utterly humiliated. These people will lose their jobs if they suffer another not guilty plea. a not guilty finding, verdict by the jury. But you put your finger on it when you introduced this segment. How does the FBI decide who to target? What was the FBI doing on January 6th? What did they know and when did they know it? All of this information has not fully come out, even though this was a very happy ending for two people in this case, and sort of happy in that they weren't convicted for two others. The judge made many rulings against them and barred a lot of testimony that the defendants tried to obtain from how the FBI targeted them and what the FBI conversations were in Grand Rapids and where in Washington. They had a judge who ruled against them on everything. Thank God we still have the jury system in this country. The judge ruled that it was not entrapment. The defendant can always make that argument to a jury. The jury accepted it. The jury has the final word. When will this happen again? We don't know. Who will the government target next? We don't know. What was the extent of government involvement in January 6th? We don't know. We probably won't find out until Stuart Rhodes is tried. He won't plead to anything, no matter what the government threatens or what the government offers, because he's a true believer who wants to expose what the government did on that day to try to humiliate President Trump.
Well, I know Stuart Rhodes, and I knew some people involved, and they did not tell me any of that, and they actually did it. So I don't know if anything in those federal filings is real. I know this. The same feds that charged Rhodes were involved in Owen Schroyer's case, my co-host, and the host of the War Room. They said Owen doesn't work here in the federal filing, Judge Napolitano, and they said that he entered the Capitol in a filing. He does work here. He was with us. He tried to stop people entering. He didn't go in. So I can't believe anything the feds say when I know they're lying about Owen.
Well, you know, the feds are allowed to, you know, they're allowed to lie under oath. But this is a crazy law that the FBI can lie to you, but you can't lie to them. The famous case is the Martha Stewart case. In the same conversation, which she lied to the FBI about what stock holdings she sold or bought that day, they lied to her about whether or not she was a target. She was convicted of lying to the FBI, and the FBI agent in the conversation was given a promotion. That's terribly, terribly wrong law. It is the law of the land, and the FBI loves to charge people with it. They started all their conversations by saying, we're the FBI. If you lie to us, you're going to go to jail. And it is true. Judges do send people to jail for lying to the FBI, even if it's something that's not material. So it's the concept of lying by the federal government, particularly the Department of Justice, is not alien to the government. It's something they're accustomed to doing. Where they got this stuff about your colleague, God only knows. Why they said it, God only knows. I'd like to see the documents, because my guess is those documents were submitted under oath. It's one thing for the FBI to lie in a conversation with a defendant or a potential defendant. It's quite another thing for the FBI to lie under oath to a judge.
Well, doesn't the FBI know they're destroying their credibility? I guess they just don't care. They're going for broke.
I guess they don't care. And in fairness, it's not all the FBI. There are FBI agents. Look at Mike German. We both know Mike German. Now he's retired. A serious libertarian FBI agent who spent his career in the FBI defending the Constitution. There are many FBI agents like that. Not most, but many. There are other FBI agents who do whatever their bosses in the DOJ tell them to do. And in fairness to the FBI, imagine a DOJ run by the Trump administration. Now imagine the same FBI and the same DOJ run by the Biden administration. You have entirely different bosses, an entirely different culture, entirely different instructions, and they have to do what they're told. So sometimes they don't have a choice. They always have a choice when it comes to lying or breaking the law, but they often don't have a choice as to who they're going to target in criminal cases.
All right. Judge Andrew Napolitano is with us for the rest of the hour. His great website is judgenap.com. Podcast Judging Freedom available on YouTube and everywhere else, really getting popular. Find his censored information at judgenap.com, or again, Judging Freedom available on YouTube and other platforms. When we come back, we're going to get into the topics he wanted to hit. DOJ says CIA data that came from Clinton lawyer is not technically plausible. Elon Musk, we're going to get into so much more with him. The abortion laws, trying to kill babies after they're born. All of this and more is coming up with Judge Knapp today. Please don't forget, yes, we've declared limited bankruptcy because I can't pay for these trials. I can't pay for all these lawsuits. And the Democrats suing me keep claiming I've got hundreds of millions of dollars. I don't have $3 million in extra cash. And so I want a federal court and magistrates to come in to set the amount so it's known. That's why I did this, because the Democrats are absolutely trying to shut down our free speech. And they're absolutely trying to lie to juries and tell them that I'm Daddy Warbucks. It'd be fine if I was. I wish I was. But it's just not true. We'll be right back on the other side. Infowars.com. Tomorrow's news today. It's a revolutionary act against tyranny to share that link.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. ExtendoVite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in Extendivite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendivite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendivite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with
now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Central, the vaunted InfoWars is live. Despite everything Big Tech and the Democratic Party and the establishment has done, you, the listeners, have like held us in the sky like God holds the sun in the sky. Your gravity, your will has done it, and I salute you, and I thank you because you are everything we've got. And again, I just want to stay in this fight. Judge Andrew Napolitano valiantly has come out and exposed the illegal spying. He's exposed the election fraud. He has exposed so many things that scared the power structure. And he's here with us today saying things that the system doesn't want you to hear. So let's get into this ongoing Durham investigation and the DOJ and saying the CIA has data from a Clinton lawyer that's not technically plausible. Explain how big this is. As I read Zero Hedge and others saying this shows the CIA was spying, not just the DOJ was lying. What's really going on from an expert eye like yours?
All right, I just want to give you some breaking news that just came down, Alex, and it's very happy news. A federal judge in Florida has just invalidated the CDC mask mandate throughout the entire, it's almost too good to be true, throughout the entire country.
Yeah.
On mass transit, on buses, trains, and planes. That mandate is gone as of an hour ago. Now, the feds will probably appeal it, and who knows where that will go. But for the time being, she's written a 60-page opinion, which I did my best to read during the break, basically saying Congress never gave the CDC.
Well, I'll tell you what, Judge, let's start over. Let's get into the FBI, CIA, Trump spying in a moment. Let's get, because, yeah, there's USA Today. Put that headline back up. Judge overturns, federal judge, Florida judge overturns CDC mask mandate for public transit and planes. This is a big deal. Tell us about this, Judge.
This is a huge deal. So this judge, first of all, found that the Congress never gave the CDC the authority to regulate things like relations between landlords and tenants. We know that. And to tell you what to wear on your face. The CDC has authority to kill diseased animals and to suggest what medications people should take. But it doesn't have the authority to tell you what to wear on your face. It doesn't have the authority to interfere in the relationship between the customer, the passenger, and the owner of the means of passage, whether it's Amtrak, which is owned by the federal government, or whether it's an airline, which is owned by the shareholders. So the CDC, A, failed to give reasons, B, failed to give notice to the Congress that it was going to do this, to give Congress the opportunity to invalidate it. Those are the technical violations. But the constitutional violation is Congress never gave the CDC the authority to compel us to wear masks. And once and for all, a federal judge has just determined that. So if you take an airline flight today, this afternoon, Monday, April 18, 2022, 3 o'clock Eastern today, you don't have to wear that mask.
Well, that is certainly great news because when it elapsed, as you know, a few weeks ago, Biden put it back in for 15 days and had a spokesperson say, just get used to it. It's never going to end. Why do you think when we know it's prophylactic, when we know it doesn't, you know, long term do anything, even the better masks don't fully protect you. The regular ones do nothing. In fact, if we have them on too long, they create bacterial pneumonia. Why on earth are they obsessed with these? Is it because it's a symbol of fear and their power?
Yes, because the government likes to give the impression. And we talked about this earlier. When the government creates artificial crimes and then solves these crimes, the government likes to give the impression it's a hero. When they arrested those people in Michigan that they claimed were going to kidnap the governor, the FBI was patting itself on the back for days and weeks. So the government does the same thing in different formats, in different lanes. One is create crime, solve the crime, take credit for a crime that never existed. Another is make it look like we're doing something. Make it look like we're keeping you healthy. Make it look like we're keeping you safe and scare the daylights out of you while we're doing it so that you will do it voluntarily. We all know that these masks are more harmful than they are good. We also know that if somebody wants to wear a mask, they can wear the mask. The issue is not wearing the mask. The issue is the government has no power to compel you to wear the mask. So when they make up a rule and claim they can compel you to wear the mask, it looks like they're doing something, and people will praise the government for doing something, doing anything. Whereas in reality, it's exceeding the Constitution, it's violating the law, and it's causing you harm.
Well, for me, it is claustrophobic to fly on a 5-6 hour flight with a damn mask, and then you're trying to drink a drink, they're bitching at you about it. And my question is, if the mask protects you, then you're wearing it, you're protected. Let me do what I want. Same thing. Oh, you're not taking an injection, an inoculation, so you're going to make me sick. Wait a minute. I thought this shot protects you. Then why don't you let me be an idiot and not take it? It's just the logic is out the window, Judge.
Because the government doesn't believe in giving us choices. The left doesn't believe in choices. There are even people on the right that don't believe in choices. The government wants to tell us how to live because it thinks it knows what's better for us than we know for ourselves. That's why I said, you want to wear a mask on a plane, go ahead and wear it. But the government has no authority to compel you. So the government's rule says you can take the mask off when you're eating and when you're drinking, as if the virus knows not to come out of your mouth when you're eating and drinking. But you can't take the mask off when you're talking, when you're reading, or when you're sleeping. So because of that absurd inconsistency, the court found there was no rational basis for the rule. Everything the government does, theoretically and under the Constitution, has to have a rational basis. If the government has no basis, or if the government's basis is irrational, or if the government's basis exceeds the authority given to it by the Constitution, then the government's behavior is unconstitutional and should be enjoined. God bless this judge. A lot of judges would have said, I'm going to enjoin you, but I'm going to stay my own ruling until an appellate court can rule. She didn't do that. She enjoined the feds immediately. So now it's up to the airlines, but the airlines don't want the masks. The airline spent 2 hours in the Oval Office begging old Joe not to extend the mask rule last week, and they didn't succeed. But these private litigants succeeded in a federal courtroom in Miami just a few hours ago.
Well, I'm so glad, Judge Andrew Napolitano, you were here while this broke today. You've got a bunch of big subjects you want to raise, but here in my stack, I want to ask you about this in the last segment. Next segment, we'll get into the Durham investigation, the huge developments there that are so big with the permanent deep state. But then later, I'm sure you've seen the Washington Post, the New York Times, Bloomberg, Financial Times, all calling for dictatorship now, saying dictatorships are good and that that is what we need. So we're going to be looking at some of that with Judge Knapp on the other side of this quick break as well. Again, ladies and gentlemen, there's so much censorship of populist and conservative libertarian news. We have millions listening right now, but if the millions listening tell friends, neighbors, family, strangers about the show and tell them to tell folks, it causes a chain reaction. So remember, we're in a revolution. It's not a spectator sport. We need your help now to spread the word. We'll be right back with Judge Knapp.
Over the years, InfoWars has produced more than 200 amazing Patriot, Americana, Second Amendment, pro-liberty themed t-shirts, ball caps, flags, you name it. All of the apparel and the flags are being sold at cost right now. That's just regular plain Jane shirts. That is all sorts of designer shirts that cost us $15, $20, $25 to produce. They used to sell for $40. We're selling them for $15, selling them for $20, whatever the shirt costs us. If a shirt costs $5, we're selling it for $5 for us actually to produce. If it costs $10, we're selling it for $10. And we've got hoodies, and we've got long sleeves, and we've got short sleeves. We've got them all, and we've got to liquidate them all, and they're limited edition because we're never going to make any of these designs again. We are going to come out with some new designs that will be limited edition in the future. We've got to sell this to keep InfoWars on the air. Plus, it spreads the word. InfoWarsStore.com. Your historic apparel now. InfoWarsStore.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
This is how we do every day. We keep grinding, and if you wanna come and text us,
if you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Using a paid tax preparer this year? Before paying someone to do your taxes, make sure they're qualified. Ask about their fees, experience, and training. Check with a Better Business Bureau. Avoid anyone who promises a higher refund. And review your tax return before you sign it. And make sure your preparer signs it too. For more tips, visit IRS.gov and search Choosing a Preparer.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
So I remember watching Judge Andrew Napolitano 15, 16, 17 years ago on Fox News and also listened to him on the radio warn about if we erode American freedoms and due process, we're all going to lose. And then now here we are in the year 2022, and I have videos we played last week of Klaus Schwab and his main spokesperson, Noah Harari, and others saying, your free will's gone,
robots will control everything you do, and humanity's a horrible species. And then now Dallas, Texas at Love Field has 7-foot robots that bark orders and scream at you if you're not wearing a mask. I mean, that's way crazier than the stuff I said 10 years ago. And believe me, I'm not glad I've been vindicated. Well, then I look at this. Suddenly, all over the Twitter and the Instagram, without even looking, I've got stuff like this. Financial Times of London. That is the voice of the establishment. Democracy works better when there is less of it. Autocracy is what we need. Bloomberg, to save democracy, we need a few good dictators. Washington Post, it's time to give the elites a bigger say in choosing the president. There's more of these. I mean, we are in this situation because of having these establishment people who are out of control. Judge, I want to get into the other big issues with you, but just as a judge, as a talk show host, as an American, what is it like to just see them go from denying they want tyranny or denying they want to take our guns to hell yes, we're going to take your guns and hell yes, we're going to make you take a shot and hell yes, we're going to have robots control your life. It's like this is, but then paradoxically, those of us that say it's bad, the media says we're crazy. It doesn't exist. What do you call that, Judge?
I call it terrifying, Alex, and I call you prescient for having warned against these things. Some of us suffered dearly when we warned against what big government was doing, whether it was a foreign government doing its bidding at the American government's request so the American government could have plausible deniability, or whether it's the elites finally admitting that because they are better, brighter, stronger, richer, smarter, in their own view, that they should run the world. In a dictatorship, there is no choice. The elections are controlled. The police are the military. Fear equals control. Speech is suppressed. The economy is looted. The people are slaves. That's you. That's you 10 years ago when people laughed at you for saying that. Today, as you just pointed out by showing everybody, including me, the headlines from the newspapers in the past 48 hours over the Easter weekend, it's practically acknowledged that this is what they're trying to do. I mean, the left is trying to get babies, 5-year-old kids, to change their genders.
And I want to talk to that. That's in your stack. Let's get into that now. Let's hit that now, and then we'll get into the DOJ stuff. You sent me these incredible articles. I didn't even know about these latest ones. Aborted babies discovered in D.C. may indicate infanticide, and you've got some other articles about that. What's your view on this?
Well, I believe abortion is homicide, but the law in D.C. says if the baby comes out alive, this is disgusting what I'm about to tell you, the doctor can let the baby starve to death.
Wow.
But if the baby comes out alive and the doctor personally kills the baby, that's homicide. So somebody took 5 photographs. These things are very difficult to look at, Alex. I'm glad your guys are blurring them a little bit. Somebody took 5 photographs of babies in a trash can in Washington, D.C. that belonged to an abortion facility. The police took the babies to have their autopsies performed to see if they were murdered after they came out of the mother's womb.
And by the way, for those that are watching, viewer discretion is advised. I think on the record, I'm giving people a warning. I'm going to show the photos, because this is what happened. Keep going, Judge.
I mean, the photos show it appears that these babies were scalded to death with acid, but we don't know exactly what happened. We don't know if they were still living and still feeling pain. You know, the reaction on the part of the left to the fear that the Supreme Court will invalidate Roe versus Wade, I think it's a legitimate fear. I think the court will invalidate it. Has been in Washington, D.C., in California, and sadly where I am now, my home state of New Jersey, to make abortion lawful up to the moment of birth. And in all 3 places, if you can't afford it, the government will pay for it for you. But what was discovered over the weekend may have been abortions committed after birth, after the baby came out alive and intact. The homicide was committed. To me, all abortion is homicide. The government's most profound obligation is to preserve, protect, and defend human life.
You're right, but this is totally cut and dry. These are viable babies outside the womb for adoption, and as we know, they either drowned them or put them in a bed of acid, which again violates the law of killing the baby. It's just incredible. How do any of us feel safe if we have no empathy? Because I'm for animal rights too, some basic ones. But what about human rights here? What about rights of babies? Treat them at least as good as lab rats. The left all got mad that Fauci had beagles strapped into these cages with flesh-eating bugs. I'm totally against that. But how about we don't do it to babies either, Judge?
Correct, correct. You're 100% correct. But the same crowd that will defend the rights of animals, and I'm an animal lover too. My Chris is all over the place. He loves to, my Beagle German Shepherd mix. He loves to get on camera. The same crowd that will defend the right of animals will have nothing to do with the right of babies in the womb, because their goal is to destroy the family, because the family is the basis, the structure for freedom in Western civilization. And the left, which wants one world government, wants the government to control everything, is beginning at the bottom by destroying the family. That's why also here in New Jersey, again, it's sickening and sad to say, the Department of Education issued regulations to every second grade teacher in the state. Those kids are 6 and 7 years old, to tell them that they can change their gender and they can change their sexual identity because, quote, now I'm going to use a quote. It's a little off-putting, but it's a quote. You don't have to have a penis to be a boy.
Jeez.
Now, the reaction to that was so extreme, even on the part of blue-collar, mainly Catholic Democrats, that the governor himself, who's a hard, lefty authoritarian who wants to succeed Joe Biden in the White House, Phil Murphy, first claimed he didn't know anything about it. Then he claimed he had nothing to do with it. Now he's asked the Education Department to revisit it. But until 3 or 4 days ago, all these second grade teachers were told, starting in September, this is what you must tell these kids.
And they literally teach children self-harm, cut your genitals off. This is like a satanic hallucination. It doesn't even make sense. Has nothing to do with gay rights or any of that stuff. This is literally the state and a weird medical cult wanting to form a relationship with little children, not just have sex with them, that'd be bad enough, but to teach them they're another gender and then line them up to be sterilized. That's abominable.
This is child abuse, and it violates a terrific opinion by the Supreme Court, which basically says the relationship between the parent and the child is the highest, most protected relationship, protected from the government, that we have in the country. And the government, remember, I don't call them public schools, they're government schools. The government has no business intruding itself in that relationship. It's up to the parents to decide when those kids should learn and what they should learn about sexuality. To which Governor Murphy said, well, the parent can get the kid excluded from class if he wants. That's not good enough. Those kids will be ridiculed by their
unbelievable. I mean, children are very impressionable. I know when I was in elementary, I did whatever the teacher said and wanted to do a good job. And the teacher's not teaching you how to do math or art or literature or PE. You're learning about weird sex stuff I didn't learn about till I was a teenager. This is insane. Final segment with Judge Andrew Napolitano, who, by the way, has great Skype. He looks like he's in studio with us. Looks great there. I love it. So good to have him here with us. Looks better than Fox News right there. We'll come back with him on other DOJ news with the CIA spying on Trump and more. Total vindication for Judge Knapp. Stay with us.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Stopped into a church. I passed along the way. Well, I got down on my knees and I pretend to pray. You know the preacher like the cold.
Well, Judge Andrew Napolitano, or Judge Nap, always did a great job on Fox, but man, him unedited, uncensored, able to go for 10 minutes at a time is amazing. I can always count on him to give us a straight answer, and it always turns out to be accurate. Looking at Durham and his special probe and the statute of limitations you were on a few months ago and everything else, and as you said, if there's new crimes covering up old crimes, it extends it. Is he good? Is he bad? What's really going to come out of this? Because his filings show a lot of what the deep state was doing. So why don't you, as an expert, fill folks in on why this is important and what you really think is going on and where you think this is going?
Alex, and thank you very much for your kind words about me. It's always a pleasure to be with you. The government rarely investigates itself, and the government hates investigating itself. And I originally was not in favor of this. A special prosecutor, not answerable to anybody, sort of a rogue person in the DOJ, much like Bob Mueller was in the Trump DOJ. But John Durham, just on the snippets of information, I must assume there's more that he's revealed to a federal judge in D.C. involving this lawyer for Hillary Clinton, who went in to speak to the general counsel of the FBI in order to dupe the FBI. John Durham has shown his cards and has shown that some really bad things were going on. Here's what he has shown. And again, he's going to have to prove this to a jury. But he has made a prima facie case. He's laid out a case strong enough to know, so that we know there's something there. Hillary Clinton's people attempted to put the FBI onto Donald Trump by duping the FBI into believing that there was a real Trump-Russia connection. This was not something done just by one lawyer who decided it was time for Trump to have a bad day. This was planned and plotted and orchestrated at the highest levels of the campaign. There's no evidence of Hillary's fingerprints on it, but knowing her personality, knowing her being a control type person, it's hard to believe that she did not know about this. The CIA was apparently monitoring the Trump campaign. Now, that's good and bad. It's good because the CIA is saying, we saw this stuff and we knew it was garbage. It's bad because they should have told the FBI that it was garbage. They should have spared Trump what he went through for the first two and a half years of his presidency. But they're all part of the deep state. There are some good FBI agents. We talked about that about 45 minutes ago. There are some good CIA agents. Guess what they do? They usually quit. Like Phil Giraldi, when they realize what the CIA is up to. But if the CIA knew that what Hillary Clinton's people gave to the FBI was garbage and did nothing about it, that's because of the old boy rivalry between the CIA and the FBI, and it's bad. And the president of the United States suffered because of it, and the American people suffered because of it. I think a lot of this will come out unless this fellow Sussman, the lawyer for Hillary, who's been indicted for lying to the FBI, unless this fellow Sussman accepts a guilty plea, if there is a trial, and right now the trial is scheduled for next month. It's scheduled, I think, for the second week in May.
And again, Judge, people that aren't a lawyer or a judge, like you explained, this is an ongoing criminal investigation. You have this lawyer for Hillary caught making up dossiers. Now the other dossiers, they're saying the Justice Department matched that it was made basically on the same computer or user-generated, knowing that they have codes that show when and where it was made. So it's another fake document is what they're saying.
It's another fake document. Now, when did the CIA know this was fake? Why didn't the FBI know this was fake? How could the whole Mueller investigation and tormenting of Donald Trump have been based on fake documents and no experts along the line knew it? When did the CIA tell John Durham that these documents were fake? Back when Durham was appointed, when Trump was still in the White House, or just recently? So the CIA's hands might not be clean on this. I am suspect of anything coming from the CIA. But we now know that half the government said this is garbage and half the government was willing to use it. All of this will come out if this fellow Sussman goes to trial.
But obviously Trump wasn't a Russian agent. All of us got called Russian agents that weren't for what the Democrats were doing. And it was a great plan of Hillary because they were sold out to the Chinese, the Russians, you name it. Hillary's like a NASCAR. She's got all the different sponsors on her, and we don't have any sponsors, which is fine with me. I couldn't imagine taking foreign money, but the idea that patriots like Trump or I or others are taking money is just preposterous. It's just crazy.
Well, you're right, but what upsets me is what did the government know and when did it know it? It's the same question that I ask about January 6th, same question that I ask about the Michigan Wolverines, that's the militia that was whose members were acquitted in the so-called government plot to kidnap Governor Whitmer. The government shouldn't be doing this stuff. The government shouldn't be creating crimes. The government shouldn't be entrapping people. The government shouldn't be using bad data to investigate.
Well, yeah, aren't there enough crimes? All the human smuggling, open borders, drug cartels. I mean, people are being, everybody I know has been robbed the last year in Austin. I mean, don't they have real stuff to deal with? Meanwhile, the Democrats want to defund the police.
All right, you would think that they do. But again, we talked about this earlier. The government loves to create a crime and swoop in and solve the crime and take credit for keeping the public safe. At least a half dozen of the so-called plots. This is during the Bush War on Terror after 9/11. To bomb the New York City subways. The whole thing was created by the FBI. There was no explosive material. They found some lone wolf who was disillusioned and talked him into how he could become a hero, led him to believe he was about to pull the trigger. And 5 minutes before he pulled the trigger, they all swooped in to arrest him. And we're supposed to believe that we were safe.
Guess why don't what? We tell the FBI the heroes and stop fentanyl, Judge? Wouldn't it be great if they stopped fentanyl?
Yes, it would be. Would be. They would rather create a crime, make up a crime, and claim the credit for solving it. And you have innocent people in jail as a result of it. Innocent people who caused no harm serving 20-year sentences in jail.
Well, what about January 6th? I mean, sure, you beat a cop up, a couple years in prison, crap on Pelosi's desk, I give you a medal. No, shouldn't do that, a month in prison. What do you make in the closing of the January 6th persecutions? I've seen you speak to it on your own show. I mean, this is a dangerous precedent.
Well, what they're doing to these people who have been arrested is an American gulag. They are held in horrible conditions without bail for crimes for which the maximum in many cases doesn't exceed a year. In most cases, doesn't exceed 3 years. These people are not dangerous. They're not a danger to society, and they're not a danger of absconding. But they're being treated as if they are in Guantanamo Bay. In fact, I hate to say this, but it might be true. The people in Guantanamo Bay have better living conditions in their jail confinement than these people do. And these people have not been convicted. Some of them haven't even been charged. And the DOJ is arguing that they're not entitled to bail. I'm going to have to write a piece called Merrick Garland and the Constitution, because his DOJ is beating the crap out of the Constitution in the manner in which it is treating these people who were arrested.
Judge, let me ask you that in the 1.5 minutes we have left. It seems like Democrats, with 204 days out from midterms, are betting everything on January 6th, claiming big terror attacks are coming and all this hysteria. What do you make of this? Are they planning something? Or, I mean, voters aren't buying it. What do you think of that? Betting their whole reelection campaign on January 6th?
I know they're, well, they have nothing else to base it on. Biden's popularity ratings are down at 33%. He could never be reelected with that. They're planning on hearings. They're trying to pick their best, most sympathetic witnesses, and they're hoping that everybody will watch it. Can I put in a little plug for Judging Freedom, Alex?
Please, I love your show. I watch it every week.
Tomorrow, Tuesday, April 19th, at 12:45 in the afternoon, Eastern. Now, I know that competes with you, Alex.
I don't care. We love you. What's going on?
Ron Paul. Ron Paul on Judging Freedom, unlimited for an hour, just he and me, the Thomas Jefferson of our era. I can't wait.
Look out. I'll probably just dial in and take the feed myself and tell Ron Paul I said hi. All right, tomorrow, where do people find that? It's judgenab.com.
For Judging Freedom on YouTube. The last time I did something like this, you brought me thousands of subscribers in one afternoon, Alex. I can't thank you.
Judge Knapp, I'll come back. We love you. Thank you so much. Say hi to Ron Paul for me.
All the best. Thanks for having me, Alex.
Thank you. Your HD video is amazing. We'll be right back. Got some final news to cover, then a guest host. Stay with us.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. and there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.